Oops, sorry, driver. You can run along now. Hehe. His nose had come in pretty handy as a stepping stone, to tell you the truth. I never could have made it all the way into her loving arms if he hadn't been there. That just goes to prove that we all have our little function and purpose in this life. Well, I guess I had put a little more oomph into my adoring leap than I had supposed. It caught her off guard and sent her staggering backwards several steps. She tripped on Slim's boot jack and might have gone all the way to the floor if she hadn't bumped into the wall and caught herself.
Here, here, down, boys, contain yourselves.
She laughed, straightened herself up, and began taking off her coat and hat. Then, suddenly, she froze. She seemed to be staring at something on the ceiling.
Am I getting cataracts, or is this room filled with dust?
Oh, she was looking at the light bulb. Yes, the light bulb and the halo of dust particles that surrounded it. She coughed and fanned the air and looked down at me.
Is it dusty in here? What happened?
Well, that was a little hard to explain with wags and barks. And there wasn't time for it anyway, for at that very moment we all heard the bathroom door rattling. Miss Viola pulled a little white hanky out of her purse and covered her nose with it. Then,
Slim, is that you in there?
Yes, ma'am, it sure is, and this is a little embarrassing.
Is something wrong?
Well, see, I come in here to clean myself up before you got here, and I forgot that the dadgum doorknob was stripped out. It'll close, but then you can't get it open. Threads are stripped.
Oh, my.
She tried to cover a little grin with her hanky, but I saw it.
How annoying.
Right. Well, I meant to fix it 6 months ago, but I never got around to it.
Oh, dear.
She bit down her smile and shook her head.
And now you have company, and you're locked in the bathroom.
Yes, ma'am, it sure looks that way. I may have to bust down the door.
Her eyes sprang open.
Oh, don't do that. Surely there's an easier way. Can you climb out the window?
Don't know. Let me check.
We waited for several minutes.
No, it's painted shut. Won't budge.
What about the hinge pins? Can you drive them out and take the door off the hinges?
There was a moment of silence.
That might work, only I ain't got the tools to do it with. And there's no way that you can slip me a hammer and a screwdriver under the door.
Could you do it with a table knife? Just be patient, Slim, and don't do anything drastic. I'll find a table knife and slip it under the door.
She left her coat and hat on the couch and went into the kitchen. Naturally, as her chosen escort, I followed. Drover tried to follow, but I talked him out of it. Buzz off, Drover, you're not invited. But I think she likes me, and she was just being polite, and then you threw yourself all over her and knocked her into the wall. And I don't think she's gotten over it yet. But I thought it wasn't the worst thing that could have happened, Drover, but it was crude and rude. And what you need to do right now is to go stand in the corner for 15 minutes and think about manners for nice dogs. Yeah, but goodbye. We'll have a test on manners later in the evening. Oh, drat. He left, hanging his head and looking pitiful. I couldn't feel sorry for him. At his age, there was no excuse for a dog to be totally ignorant of manners and culture and civilized forms of behavior. And besides that, I wanted Miss Viola to myself. Hehe. We went into the kitchen. She stood in the center of the room, the cup of her left hand holding her right elbow and the cup of her right hand holding her chin. It was a thoughtful pose. There for a second, I couldn't imagine what she was finding in Slim's kitchen to be so thoughtful about. But then I remembered. Slim had spent so much time chasing me with the vacuum sweeper that he hadn't gotten around to cleaning it. I sat down at her lovely little feet and assumed a thoughtful pose just like... Well, no, it wasn't just like hers. All that chin and elbow stuff doesn't work for us dogs, but it was a pretty good thoughtful pose. And together, we took in the sights of Slim's kitchen. The sink. The faucet had several drips, I noticed, and Slim had tried to patch one of them with electrician's tape. The sink itself was a nice mellow shade of brown, and it was heaped with unwashed dishes. Viola leaned forward and took a closer look. I don't know what she saw, but it caused her lip to curl. The counter. Tracking Slim's activities in the kitchen was as easy as tracking a buffalo because he had left a complete history of his work on the counter. There were 2 empty bean cans, 4 empty Vienna sausage cans, an empty jar of peanut butter, 3 saltine cracker packages, as well as a number of crumbs and cookie wrappers, and a whole assortment of drips and spots of every color you can imagine. After pondering these mysteries, Viola noticed 2 pots on the stove. She leaned forward, lifted one of the pots, and peeked inside. A second later, the lid slammed down on the pot, making a crack that caused me to jump. She bolted upright, and a shiver passed through her entire body, and she said, "What is that?" She peeked again.
"Oh, red beans covered with white hairy mold. Yuck!"
Yes, it was shameful, shocking, outrageous. All at once, I began to re-examine my position on staying in the house on cold winter nights. The wood stove was nice, but maybe I needed to factor in the risk of catching some dreaded disease that might court shut my career. It was something to ponder, cut short my career. Miss Viola's shivers passed, and she spent a moment rearranging her face. She even worked up a smile.
"Well, we need to find a knife, don't we? Where would he keep his knives?"
She spotted a drawer beside the sink and pulled it out. She bent closer and stared into it, while keeping a safe distance away, just in case something might jump out at her. Not a bad idea, actually, considering the mouse population at that time of year. They moved inside during the winter, don't you see? She reached inside the drawer and pulled out... How odd. She pulled out a small pipe wrench.
"Slim, did you know you had a Stilson wrench in your silverware drawer?"
From inside the locked bathroom, we heard him say,
"I'll be darned. I've been looking for that thing for 6 months. Reckon you could hurry up with that knife? I've read all the wallpaper twice. Don't look too close at my kitchen. It's kind of a mess."
Miss Viola and I traded wise glances. Yes, we had noticed. She found a kitchen knife and slipped it under the bathroom door. It took Slim about 3 minutes to pry out the hinge pins. Then he removed the door and was a free man at last. It was kind of a funny scene. I mean, here was a bachelor cowboy wearing a clean shirt and his hair slicked back and his teeth brushed and smelling of bay rum, coming out to greet his lady friend. But to tell her hello and welcome to the house, he'd had to remove the bathroom door. I'll bet that hasn't happened many times in history. Oh yes, and he was barefooted and had a rag tied around his wounded ankle. Miss Viola happened to be the one woman in a million who saw the humor in all of this. I mean, she had to be the calmest, easygoingest, forgivenest. She was one heck of a fine old ranch gal, is the point. And when she saw Slim standing there with the unhinged door in his hands, the cowlick sticking up at the back of his head, and a silly grin on his face, she laughed and said,
"You know, Slim Chance, visiting your house is always an adventure."
He parked the door beside the wall, ducked his head, and grinned.
"The house looks pretty bad, Viola, and I'm sorry. I tried to get her cleaned up, but you played vampire vacuum with the dogs. Next time, maybe you'd better give me 24 hours warning. This place kinda goes to seed, and it happens so quick, it always catches me by surprise.
He must have noticed that she was staring at his bare feet.
I didn't have time to put on my boots.
And the rag?
Oh, that's a bandage for my ankle.
What happened to your ankle?
I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
She burst out laughing.
Wouldn't notice? Who wouldn't notice?
Well, you know what I mean.
She cocked her head to the side and smiled at him.
What happened?
He rubbed the back of his neck and squinted one eye.
It sounds crazy. I stepped on a turkey neck bone and twisted my darn ankle.
Her eyes popped open and she tried to smother another laugh, but she didn't quite get it done. Out came a big rollicking laugh.
A turkey bone? What was a turkey bone? Oh, never mind. I'm not sure I want to know anyway.
He shrugged.
It was in the middle of the living room floor, that's all I can say. I've got an idea that your friend Hank had something to do with it.
Huh? All at once, I found myself out in the open and exposed, and everyone was staring at me. I whapped my tail on the floor and gave him a friendly smile which said, I don't know anything about this, no kidding. It must have worked, because they went on to other matters. Whew. Innocent looks had saved me again.